WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
I'll give you what you need.
Rock 107 WIRX.
I'm gonna make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 740 Brock Hunter.
Come on, what you mean?
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 Benton Harbor. Go see him. Pizza, pasta, subs, Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey, yo.
Your topic for the day, what do you wish you had in high school that kids have today? I thought long and hard about this one.
You want to kick it off?
Mine is I wish I had an MP3 player. Now, I graduated in 04. The iPod, what was it, Touch or even just the Apple iPod?
I think it was just a straight-up iPod.
It was something like that.
It was the one where you ran your thumb in a circle to scroll.
That wasn't widespread. So instead, we had cassette players. I mean, middle school, we had cassette players, CD players. Mm-hmm. High school, if you wanted anything like that, you had a CD player. And you had to carry it around. It was bulky. Not to mention, you had to carry around all of your CDs. And
tell them how you mounted your Discman.
I had in my Bronco, I had my cassette adapter, because I didn't have a CD player in the Bronco. So it was a cassette adapter plugged into my CD player, which was Wayne's World Velcroed, like in the Murphmobile, to the dashboard, which, again, is terrible because you hit a bump, it skips. If I had an MP3 player.
What else do you have, though? That's all you got. Mm-hmm.
And then I had my wired up bass tube in the back.
The bass tubes, man.
If I could have that, kids nowadays, you have it so easy. You have all the music at a touch of your finger right there.
Mine's kind of close, kind of similar to yours in the same realm as far as car wise. I'm just going to say straight up cars. You know what my first car was when I think I was going into sophomore year is when I got my first car. 1994 Ford Taurus.
You were lucky to have that.
Bullet holes in it, man. I'm telling you. I think I hit like 40 miles an hour in reverse in that thing. Just trying to wreck it.
Do you think kids nowadays have nicer cars?
I see a lot of kids driving some pretty damn nice cars.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. My nephew, he's 17. His best friend, I think, is like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Drives a Range Rover.
A Range Rover? Now, granted,
or Land Rover.
Granted, in this area, though, this is kind of an affluent area. Yeah, I mean, it's a little more well-to-do in some areas. You go to some places, maybe not. But then also, too, you got to look at how things switch because for us, let's see.
Would you let your kid, your 16-year-old kid, drive a Range Rover?
God, no.
You know?
No. Absolutely not.
Range Rover's going to be in the ditch in a week.
Yeah, it's going to be. I know what I did to vehicles.
Yeah.
Beating the hell out of them. There's no way.
Yeah, you're not particularly taking care of the car you didn't buy at 16.
So I think about it. Let's see. My Bronco was an 86.
So sweet, bro.
So my vehicle was almost 20 years old by the time, I was driving it. Almost. It was like 15 years old. So now, though, if someone is driving a 15-year-old car, it's not that old. I mean, hell, newer than my car that I'm driving right now.
Right.
So.
Well, that's basically what mine is. Mine's an old 2.
Yeah.
An old 2, so yeah.
Yeah. Your car is almost 20 now.
My car's going to 1,000,000 miles, man.
No, it's not.
That's going.
No way.
It's going.
Not
going
to happen. Yeah. If it does.
Fan belt squeaks a little bit at the moment, but dude, it's so bad. It's so annoying. I feel like that guy driving down the road.
You are, yeah. I noticed you the other day. I'm like, it's Hunter. It's Hunter.
Like a bird underneath my hood.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What do you wish you had in high school that kids have today? We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll get to those. We'll take your phone calls. We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
Caps
on location. your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What do you wish you had in high school that kids have today? We got some great answers on Facebook. Dustin said, these hot teachers, you keep getting caught nailing their students.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Hey. You know what? Well, I mean, we can go deeper into it. Yeah, I mean, that's not the best way to put it anyway.
Phrasing, Hunter.
Phrasing. We can go deeper into it later on, but what is that? What is going on? What is? Are you just
A lot of hot teachers.
Yeah, but what?
Our teachers looked like teachers.
Yeah, my teachers would nearly beat us.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to have sex with the kids.
You should have gotten beat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Rick said nothing, absolutely nothing. Kids are spoiled and entitled, and when I was in school, we knew where we stood, and we never would think to disrespect a teacher or any adult without consequences. But, hey, I'm a boomer, so who cares, right? Okay, boomer.
All right.
I don't know if, like, technology-wise, we had the internet. We had a computer lab. When I was in high school, same with you, is we were allowed to use, like, one internet reference.
Yeah.
But nowadays, Wikipedia is so in tune and so up to date. Like, back in 2003, when I was a junior, it's like we could only use one internet source.
Yeah.
If we were writing a paper, because at that point, it's like, hey, you can't believe everything you see on the internet, which I know you can't. Even now you can't, but it's such a trusted source now.
You can kind of now. All the information's
there.
That's
what I mean. Like, nowadays, I trust Wikipedia more than most people.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
Are you sure? Let me look it up on Wikipedia.
Dude, because it's different. Now you can take a picture of your math problems, and your phone does it for you.
Yeah.
Dude, unbelievable.
I would see if I would like to have that. Because all of my teachers, you're not going to have a calculator with you all the time. Yes, I am. You don't even need to. You could just say, "Hey, Alexa, what's 2 times 8?"
Boom. Right,
they're going to tell you
right there. I wonder what
is that bad though?
Can you not have phones in schools? There's no way.
Oh no, yeah, you can't have them. You can't use them like for your tests or anything like that.
No,
no.
My buddy Ben just texted me. Like the access to porn in your pocket.
That would have been so bad for me.
Yeah.
Dude, I was already locked in my room for hours at a time. If I had the amount of porn.
With one page ripped out of like a Playboy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now you have
rewatching videos. I don't think. No, I don't. I would not want that. I would not want that. And kids, if you're listening.
The grades are bad enough, man.
I know. Porn is fantastic. Don't get me wrong, but you gotta throttle it.
Throttle it.
All right, you cannot just go full bore in a dark room for hours on end. Okay,
it's not good for you in the long run. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. No.
Seen everything.
Get one video VHS and pass it around with your buddies. That's good enough.
That was us.
That's good enough.
That was so 2000.
I recommend Flashpoint with Jenna Jameson and Jill Kelly. Fantastic movie.
I think the one we passed around was Humpkin Pie, it was called.
Or just go old school. All right, there's a great scene in Wild Things.
Yeah.
Check out Varsity Blues.
All the kids are screaming at the radio. You're telling our parents all the secrets.
Oh, so that's why you want to go see that movie, Timmy.
You know what mine would be?
What?
I mean, and I'm not in any way complaining about the facilities we had back, because I graduated, I don't know if it's Lakeshore 04, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fantastic facilities at the
where
time.
You were a quarterback, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Statues, everything. It was awesome. I mean, we had top facilities, man, for high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, nowadays, the Rocket football field is turf.
It's nuts.
I walked through, I did a Christmas dance a few years ago. They had me do. And walking through it, I'm like, dude, this is a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
The facilities now, it's like standard to have turf.
Yeah.
We played on one turf field back in 2004. Yeah. It was Grand Rapids. And we walked into it like it was a college campus. My God, we had to get turf shoes.
I have scars on my body.
It's even good turf.
From rocks on the field.
Yes.
I have scars, not from being hit, from rocks that I fell on.
Oh, God.
In the field.
Have you seen like the uniforms they're wearing now?
They're the pros.
I mean, it's awesome. I love it, but damn it, Mom, you should have waited 10 more years.
Maybe that boomer was right on some stuff. Josh said hydroponic marijuana. You couldn't handle that as a high schooler.
That's Bender, isn't it?
No, it's Joshua Wolf. No way you could handle that as a high schooler.
No.
I could barely handle the ditch weed we smoked.
Came in a brick.
I don't even like I'm pretty sure one guy sold us a half a bag of marijuana and mixed with oregano, and we thought we were to the moon.
To the moon, man.
So stoned, bro.
No, it'd be half. It's half weed, half seeds and stems. It came in a like a flat piece of paper.
Roll your joint. Pick out your seeds and stems. All right, we're gonna take a break. More when we come back. Stick around.